So we're playing the East versus West Sussex Challenge. Playing for West Sussex is John Dwyer. He's a geography teacher from Horsham, about to run 50 marathons in just 50 days, starting from Rome. And playing for East Sussex is Donna Taplin from Greens of Sussex, a landscape gardener based in Brighton, who've just won a silver gilt, which looks gold in the sunlight, at the Hampton Court Palace Flower Show. So are you guys ready for your challenge questions?
We're ready.
Brilliant. Right, we head over to the newsroom then, and we go to Simon Jenkins.
Yes, good morning, John. Good morning, Donna. One piece of news from our bulletins today, and John, we'll start with you. They're both multiple choice questions, so you've got three possible answers.
Okay.
We've had a photographer from Hastings on today. He says he's sure the extinction of the African rhino is now almost certain unless poaching can be totally stamped out. But how many are there estimated to be left? Is it 10,000, 22,000 or 100,000?
Goodness me. I'll go with 10,000 rhinos left.
Oh. 22, but that's not many. Donna, here's your question. And where in Africa are most of them found? Is it South Africa, Rwanda or Kenya?
Kenya?
No, it's not. Where is it, Simon?
It's South Africa. Sorry, that was a very hard question, but the news is really miserable today. And I was trying to look for something that wasn't too thingy. Anyway,
so we went on rhinos, but it doesn't matter because what it means is it's even Stevens as we go to your sports questions, which no doubt will be easy peasy with John Lees.
Very easy. Good morning, John.
Hello.
Right, Arul Supiah, that's spelled ARULSUPPIAH. Arul Supiah set a world record in 2020 cricket last night, taking 6 wickets for just 5 runs. Which county does he play for? Is it Somerset, Glamorgan or Essex?
I'm going to go, I don't know too much about cricket, but I'm going to go with Essex.
No, it's Somerset. Put it in all my bulletins this morning, I did.
That's a high scoring round so far.
Come on, Donna, you can get this one right. I have every faith in you. Now, that wonderful athlete, Mary Peters, has her 72nd birthday today. When did she win her Olympic gold medal?
Oh, my word.
Was it 1968, 1972 or 1976?
68.
No, it was 1972 in Munich.
This is brilliant. Could this be the first day that we have zeros all round?
Zero. Go for it, lads.
On the East
and
versus
ladies.
West Sussex Challenge. We head to your specialist question.
Okay, John, this one for you. Then your question is about marathons. Which confectionery bar was formerly known as a marathon?
I see what you've done there.
Yeah, do you see what I've done there? Was it a Snickers, a Lion Bar or a Twix?
I think I might need some of these in the summer. I'll go with Snickers.
Yes.
Woo-hoo!
Take plenty with you. Lots of calories in a small space.
Yeah, lots of Mars bars. The only time you can eat Mars bars and not feel guilty. So that is 1 point.
Well done, John.
Well done.
And this one for you, Donna. Now, I've had a good rootle through your website. Very nice it is too. And according to your CV on there, what are you currently studying at Westdean Manor? Is it organic country garden, organic kitchen garden or organic herb gardens?
It's kitchen gardening.
It is.
Which means it's a draw. Hooray. Well done to both of you. Now, listen, John, the best of luck with your 50 marathons in 50 days. And Donna, the best of continued success at the London, at the Hampton Court Palace Flower Show and with Greens of Sussex. And your Silver Gilt Award, we expect to see it shining in the sunlight at some point. For more information on John's challenge, you could go to Run Home From Rome, Weebly.com. That's Weebly. Runhomefromhome.weebly.com or justgiving.com/runhomefromrome. And for more information on Greens of Sussex, go to their website, which is Greens with an E at the end, greensofsussex.com.